Hello everyone, it's always my pleasure being with you. This is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church, located in West Palm Beach in Florida, and I am the instructor of the LEAD program, which is a Christian leadership program for the Diocese of the Southern United States in Coptic Orthodox Church. You can reach us at www.theleadprogram.org. Always my pleasure being in this great program, Peace and Love. In our episode, Be the One, Lead the Way, we are going to complete what we started before: how to motivate your team, how to motivate your followers, how to motivate members around you. Use this technique, ARCS technique. We talked about it, ARCS, and this technique is one of the best techniques for motivation. A is attention. Give your followers, your team members, attention. R, reward. Give them a reward system, and the reward system, not just a physical stuff, but it may be emotional and psychological, by motivating them with good words, and sometimes, many times, good words are better than a lot of money, because people need this kind of reward system as well. The third letter, which is the C, which is confidence. That's what we talked about it in last episode. Be confident. Be confident in them as a leader. Be confident in their capabilities, in their talents, in their skills, so they will be able to be confident in themselves, so that they will be doing the job which you ask them to do. The fourth letter, which is S. S is satisfaction. Work on the satisfaction of your team. What's the satisfaction? Each one of us has a certain way of satisfaction. The satisfaction differs from one person to another. You have to know what's satisfactory to your team member. Maybe what's satisfactory to your team member is to appreciate him or her in front of people. Maybe the satisfaction is just talking. Maybe the satisfaction is in the form of something physical. Whatever that is the satisfaction is, try to figure it out. Because we are different, we are unique in our personalities. But you as a leader, you should know who is your team member. Who is she? Who is he? What's the satisfactory position to this person? Position, I'm not talking about putting him in a position in the company or in the church. I mean, what's the satisfactory point of this person? What he wants, what she wants, what does she want or he want to be to having the feeling of satisfaction? One day I was appreciating someone in front of others, and I'm always trying to talk in a good way around, like in front of people. And then one day I figured that this person is not feeling well, so I started to talk to him, like, why you are like having this sort of, like, not sadness, but like being upset. He said, because you didn't, he is talking about me, that you are not talking to me. You are talking about me, but you are not talking to me. So he is right. I figured out that I'm always talking to people around about him, and how he is very successful, and how he's a good role model, how he's a good example, how he's successful. But he wants me to talk to him, not about him. So I was sitting and talking to him about his personal issues. He was extremely happy, and I figured out that this is his satisfaction point or position to make him happy. Just talk to him personally. Yes, for sure, the reward system, which is appreciating him in front of others, yes, it had a good impact for sure, but his satisfaction is very emotional. Just talk to him. So you have to know and to understand all your team members and to know exactly what's the satisfactory point for your team, because knowing that will help you to motivate them easier, a lot easier. Many times you can give a gift to someone, but that's not satisfactory because that's not what he or she needs. He wants something else. It's a gift, still a gift, but is this gift, is the satisfactory point to that person? So you need to know what's exactly satisfying people, and that's why you as a leader, you need to study your group, study them, study your team. What's the satisfactory point to each one of your team members? By knowing that, you will be able to satisfy them. You have to know that if your team is satisfied, you will be satisfied. If your team is satisfied, you will be satisfied automatically. So satisfaction to them is your satisfactory in return. Now I'm going to give you like an exercise to help you apply this technique in your personal life. You as the leader of your team, I want you to write the four letters ARCS, ARCS, attention, reward, confidence, and satisfaction. Write these four letters in front of you, and in front of them, write your team members. Write your team members and figure out how can you motivate each one of your team members using the ARCS technique. And ask yourself, really, this member, I gave her or I gave him attention last period? What's the reward system you are putting to your team? Do you believe or give confidence to this team member? So you have to ask yourself, what's her talent or what's his talents? Finally, do you know what's really satisfactory to this member of your team? If you ask it these four questions to yourself for each member of your team, put it in front of you in like a sheet, like Excel sheet, write their names, and in front of each name, write the four arcs. So you can put ARCS in one column, and horizontally, you can put the names of your team members, and in front of each one, write exactly what's satisfactory, what's the confidence point for that person, what's the reward system of the team as a whole and of this person in a specific, and what's the attention you gave to that person in the last period. By that way, you will be able to develop the motivation technique of your team. I'm going to end with a verse from Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1. Soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Many times we can motivate others by just soft answers, soft words. That helps a lot to motivate others around us. It's always our pleasure to be motivators so that we will be able to develop our organizations. Thank you so much for being with you in this episode. Again, my name is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church located in West Palm Beach in Florida, and the instructor of the LEAD program, which is a Christian leadership program in the Diocese of the Southern United States. And you can reach us at www.theleadprogram.org. Thank you so much again. Looking forward to our next episode.